you know, you go in there in a coffee house, bringing in big bands like that, sitting on uncomfortable bleachers, ordering coffees and smoking cigarettes, you know, emptying the ashtrays. I mean, you went around emptying the ashtrays, these little tin ashtrays and the little glass ones, you know, because they sometimes they fall on the floor and it was a mess. And the bleachers were, it would be really nice to know the size of it now, because I remember when you come in the front door, there was a hallway, and then you got to the bleachers, you know, and they were, it was full, and you had standing room, and the kitchen was in the back. It was a little kitchen, and
So you had to squeeze past people to go and get a coffee or a hot chocolate. Yep. And then...
Oh, yeah.
But you served at the tables? Yeah, okay. And how were people, like, what was the atmosphere with the clients and the musicians? What's the dynamic?
They were all hippies at that time. They were all hippies, people. You know, the university, okay? Because McGill was right around the corner, and then you had the little ghetto area, DeRoche Street, all those little streets around there. It was quite... quite a lot of students from there.
Okay.
Montreal was so vibrant at that time.